There's just so much news, according to me. Yeah, there's a lot of news out there, folks. I don't know if any of you are aware of it or if you've been paying any attention at all. I think most of the people who listen to this podcast probably have some idea of what's going on in the world, because that's the kind of people you are. It's not that you listen to this podcast. It's not that this podcast makes you smarter. It's that, you know, smart people listen to this podcast. So if you're listening, you know, that's supposed to be a compliment, kind of a side-handed compliment there. It's kind of a hook punch, so to speak. As I'm sipping on my hot chocolate. Unfortunately, this podcast probably doesn't make any smarter, though. In fact, it may start to drain some brain cells. I just want to put that disclaimer out there. There's no guarantee I'm going to be any smarter. But it is the opinion of this host. Call myself a host. The host of the show here, that you must be pretty smart if you're listening to this. You're probably well-read in certain terms that you... Now, you don't find somebody looking for pop music, Hollywood information coming here to this show. I'm not saying that those people aren't smart. I'm just saying that's a very different kind of... I'm just saying you understand politics better if you're probably listening to the show. Probably somebody who pays attention to what's in my cup. And that would be hot chocolate this morning. Got a little bit of Almond Joy creamer in there for my palate. My dogs are barking and I don't know why. Probably a delivery man. Or it could potentially be the cat who likes to terrorize my dogs. Not sure what's going on there. But I digress. COVID. This COVID thing just doesn't give up, does it? It's the thing that just keeps getting more and more interesting. Has anyone, I'm sure someone out there, there are a few elected officials who are starting to ask some questions. And there are some people in the healthcare industry that are also starting to ask some questions. And now there's this whistleblower, Project Veritas. Just this morning I saw a report from Project Veritas, which is the James O'Keefe thing. He has someone from Health and Human Services at a hospital that was a very large, I guess, hospital specifically set up for Native Americans. I understand it. I could be wrong about all that. And she has come out basically exposing a whole bunch of stuff. And there's some undercover, of course, Project Veritas is excellent at getting undercover video and audio of conversations of things. And there have been several reports now. There was three reports of some live stream events, like Zoom call type stuff, meetings that were recorded, people being caught on hot mics saying some things. And these are things that weren't supposed to be in the public, but it was just, you know, it was all stuff about the vaccine and how we had to get everybody's gonna get vaccines. And then there's also some studies about Vermont. I guess Vermont is the state with the highest vaccine rate numbers in the country. And some people have been putting some numbers together there about what's going on. Israel now, in the midst of a major issue with COVID, as well as some other things politically, the Iron Dome issue. I didn't get a chance to really look at the Iron Dome thing. I know that the U.S., I guess, is going to cease funding now of the Iron Dome project. That's pretty serious. And I'm never real happy about you know, our tax dollars going to other countries. I don't like that. I'm all about standing with Israel as an ally and you know, being on their side, so to speak. Not that they're always right. Their government is not always right. The people of Israel is who I'm talking about. And as a nation, yes, I support there being a nation of Israel. However, it's much like the United States. I'm also all for the United States being a nation and not being overrun and just having an open border. And then having, you know, who knows who coming through across the border by the thousands of people. If there was an army marching on the United States right now, and thousands of people a day were coming across the border, thousands of troops.
Well, these are just women and children.
No, they're not. When you look at the people in that video, just those of you who saw the video of that guy on horseback that supposedly was whipping one of the people who were crossing our border illegally, by the way. when you look at that video, how many women and children do you see in it? Just take a look at that. I've seen these propaganda videos of, you know, stuff where people are coming, like it was happening in Europe as well. They were coming in these boats, and they were showing the boat coming from a long distance off. And the only people you saw in the boat were men in their 20s and 30s. When they get to the shore, all of a sudden, all you see is video of kids and children suffering, women and children. But you didn't see any on the boat. It's this kind of propaganda stuff. These well-produced videos that just happened on the scene. They were directed. They didn't just happen to catch video footage of all this stuff. Sometimes even when they try to make it look like it's just some guy with a cell phone. For those people who are in the industry, who are familiar with video and videography and production quality stuff, they know full well. You don't walk around with a stabilizer and a gimbal just hoping to catch something. I mean, that does happen. There are those occasions when a reporter happens to be in the right place at the right time. But the production level quality of some of these videos is outrageous. And people don't think about that kind of stuff. People are so immersed in this technology that they can easily be swayed and not step back and ask any questions. They just don't ask any questions anymore. During the initial COVID outbreak, when it
might catch a droplet, but people shouldn't be walking around wearing masks.
Okay, right after that, when it was,
well, you know, another layer, wearing two masks would be okay.
Of course, because he tells what's called a noble lie. I lied because I was saving our, I was saving our health workers. Okay. So now why are you lying? If you're willing to lie for a noble cause, and then what's your noble cause now? Because you're telling us something different, so I'm assuming, I just have to assume that you're not being truthful with us now again. Well, now I'm telling you the truth. Oh, okay. Because, yeah. So this stuff pops up like this, and this little video came out at that time. It was this young girl, obviously an actor. An actress. And this voiceover was being read over the video that was being played. Very well scripted. It wasn't just some gal, some young kid who came up with the idea of making a video talking about masks in her country. and the gist of her video, and it has never been debunked or rebuffed by anyone. And I still hear people talking about it today. They still talk about they still quote what this lady was saying. This country was, they wear masks. They all had masked up right away and they've only had a few deaths. No, that's not the case. They all masked up right away. They only had a few deaths initially. This was over a year ago. This video came out. They got hit extremely hard. And I still, the hysteria over the mask thing, if you're not wearing a mask, you're endangering everyone. Well, what if I'm not sick? If I'm not sick, am I still endangering anyone? If you take the COVID test and you don't have it, and you get on an airplane, don't you have to wear a mask? Okay, well, I just took a test. I don't have it. So why am I wearing a mask? Is it to protect me? Protect you? If it's just to protect me, isn't it my choice to whether I wear a mask at that point? I've just been shown to not have it. Well, because if you catch it, well, then you're going to spread it to someone else. Well, if everybody on the plane has been tested, who's carrying it around? You see, the efforts that we're making, I think, have become, and I applaud everyone trying to make some efforts at solving this problem. The problem is the psychological hysteria that has formed around it. If you walk into a store and you're not wearing a mask, and a mask that says they want you to wear masks, or in a place where they want you to think they should wear, maybe wearing masks, and you're not wearing one, there are mask Nazis out there that will yell and scream, you know, spreading their saliva everywhere, get into an argument with you and tell you, and they'll get physical with you. He's not wearing a mask. He's a zombie. He's one of the living, you know, the walking dead. We got to kill him. He's the reason that's spreading. Okay, here we go again. The logic has just gone out the window. There's no critical thinking anymore. I can't tell you the number of times that I've made comments on videos on YouTube. And I'm talking not hundreds, but you know, a couple dozen, maybe. I don't know, a dozen. Maybe five. A couple times. Two or three. I've made comments on videos. And I will say something to the effect of, this is a vaccine that does not keep you from getting the virus, does not keep you from carrying the virus, or keep you from spreading the virus. By all counts, this vaccine is a failure. Let's call it what it is. I have made that comment or something like that probably a half a dozen times. And there's always some dweeb that comes back and rebukes me for it. And yet it is absolute truth. Oh, you just don't like the vaccine. You're going to get the vaccine. You've got to get the vaccine. If everybody, see, I think the initial thought on the vaccine was, and this is, of course, everybody thought. You get vaccinated, you get a vaccine, you won't get COVID. And that's even what our president told us. The former Vice President Biden came out and said, look, if you get this vaccination, you're not going to get these vaccines, you're not going to get COVID. Not true. Turns out to be not true. It was hopeful. That's the way we all thought it was supposed to work. Well, now we just have to jab people who are 12 years old and older. Well, now we have to jab people who are 5 to 12 years old. Well, now we're going to have to jab your newborn baby. Because if the entire population is vaccinated, then we're going to be okay. And then we just have to keep giving everybody boosters and get through this. I frankly think this is going to turn out to be a major debacle and disaster. Because we're putting our faith, so to speak, in a vaccine that has been shown to be less than adequate. Vermont has one of the highest vaccination rates in the country, in terms of states. Their outbreak right now, in September, is far worse than it was last year at this time without a vaccine. Now, is everybody wearing their mask? And this is another thing. People are wearing masks, except for the Hollywood elite, of course, and some politicians. People are wearing masks as much or more than ever. Masks are readily available, and everybody's wearing one. And even before we had the vaccine, masks became available. They were producing masks like crazy. There were clothing companies retooling to make masks. So we got masks out there. We got designer masks. We got all kinds of masks. You can get whatever you want to get. And yet, I mean, you can walk into a CVS and buy masks by the hundreds. No, in boxes. Box of 100. I had to have one the other day to travel, and I didn't have my mask with me, the one I usually use. So I thought, well, I'll go to a CVS right here. There's a CVS on every corner. You just basically, you turn, go around a block someplace, you'll find a drugstore. And I was in Chicago, and I went around the block, and sure enough, there's a CVS. So I pulled in, went inside, looked around every place I thought there would be a mask. I couldn't find one. So I finally went up to the cashier. I said, do you guys have any masks here somewhere? I'm not finding them. You know, I went back like in the allergy section and all that stuff back in there. Couldn't find any mask. I walked right past them at the front door because they had pallets of them there. I just didn't expect to see masks on pallets. They had a pallet with boxes of masks. Each box contained 100. And the thing was almost up to my shoulder in height from the floor. For like $5, you could get 100 masks. Whatever it was, $10, I don't know what it was. I was like, do you have them in smaller quantities? Because I really don't need this many. Just not going to use that many. So there's another lady there that was working the place, and she said, well, there's a couple over here. There's this little stand that obviously somebody had. This was like a standalone. I mean, it was like a stand on it by itself. It was like a company that just makes masks now, I guess. It's like their little vending stand. All kinds of variety there on the little podium thing. And it was also up right up front. I walked right past it because it wasn't in a place I expected to see masks. I just assumed you'd have to go to like a section that had, that kind of paraphernalia, not just a standalone mask sales place. But that's what it was. So I finally found one that was halfway okay, little packet of, I think, 5 or 10 or whatever it was. And they're not my favorite kind of mask. They're kind of hard to breathe through if you actually really seal it up really well. And of course, if you don't seal it up really well, it doesn't have a wire on the nose thing. So your glasses are always fogging over and you're always running into things and hitting yourself, hitting your head, running into people with COVID. But, you're safe. You're saving the world by wearing a mask. Obviously, because if everybody wore a mask, nobody would get COVID, right? there wouldn't be a spread anymore. It spreads in hospitals where everybody wears masks. And it spreads throughout communities that people wear masks. But you got to wear a mask because it's going to protect you. So it's going to protect you, yeah. The amount of protection we have no idea. In fact, the latest studies have, at best, 4%. It's 4% chance it's going to protect you for the first 10 minutes. If you're in a room with people wearing masks for about 10 minutes, beyond 10 minutes, that efficacy goes down. It's just at some point, I think it goes down to like if you're in a room with somebody for an hour, even if both of you are wearing masks, chances are you're going to spread whatever there is. The chances of spread are very high. So that's just according to some studies, you know, just nothing but, you know, just scientific stuff. Doesn't because you wear the mask doesn't make you feel any better. Maybe when you wear a face shield, because, you know, the face shield, that way your eyes are protected from seeing something that you don't want to see. It's nothing can get into your brain from through your eyes. I don't know. This is just, it's just a bunch of hokey pokey baloney. So this, now you're better off as I walk through a restaurant with my mask on and then I sit down and take it off. I find myself, like, if I don't have my mask on in certain places, because there's some, not every place requires one, I find myself trying to hold my breath, like not breathing too much. I just kind of caught myself doing that the other day. Like, I don't breathe. And, you know, really the most effective thing is just do not open your mouth. Do not talk, because there's a lot more saliva and stuff going on that way. Everybody said, well, your nose isn't covered. Well, neither is my butt. Okay. So if I fart and you can smell it, then apparently, now if you can smell someone's perfume, I hate to tell you this, but the perfume molecules that are in your nose when you smell it are about the same size as the virus. So if you can smell perfume walking down, you know, wherever it is you're walking, then you, if they've got the virus radiating from them, if they're sick. The problem is everybody's assuming everybody's sick. And that is not the case. There is this frenzy by the media and by certain powers that be. And there's a political reason behind all of this. And we'll get into that at some point later. And there's also other issues going on here. And this gets down to some of the conspiratorial stories and some of the events of the last days that I would like to talk about at some point. I will be doing that when I launch the new podcast as well, which I'm not sure how soon that's going to be. I'm hoping to start that in October because my schedule is going to change pretty dramatically during and after October. It's getting into November. I'm going to have more time to do some things that I really need to do. So these people are being caught on audio and video, saying things, talking about how they're going to manipulate the numbers to scare people more so that they will get the vaccine. They're talking about how they can contrive the numbers in their hospital beds to up the numbers of COVID patients, of people who are in the hospital because of COVID. Now, you see, there are people in the hospital in the ICU who are not there because of COVID, but they have COVID. They're there for another reason, but now they are a COVID ICU patient. This is where we're going. They're manipulating this stuff, and there are health high-up management people in some of these health systems. Now, the particular one that I am very closely associated with someone in seems to be doing things very honestly and they're very upright about things. And they're giving exemptions for religious reasons. And there are other hospitals that are letting people go. I mean, I had the discussion with someone recently, my other half. About this one health system, it's got 34,000 people in it or whatever, 60,000, whatever they got, however many employees they got. They're going to lose 150 of them. They're just going to walk off the job because of the COVID mandate. That doesn't sound like many people, but for the 150 that you've lost, you now have to make up for that at a time when hiring is difficult. It's not like you've got 150 people waiting in line to take those jobs. You've got 150 people now that you've got to train, onboard, orient, all the things that have to happen there, which require that puts more stress on the staff, the HR staff, everybody involved in onboarding people and bringing people in. There's more work to be done to bring those people in on top of the hiring that you were already trying to do just to keep up. So it becomes a bigger issue because it's a setback. It's a setback at a time when you really need people and workers are seemingly hard to find right now. Hospitals are again trying to find ways to entice people to come to work for them, qualified individuals. And requiring the vaccine is not one of those. There's going to be some people who will shy away from it, even though it's their life calling and they want to do it. They'll still back away from that. This health system that my wife is a part of is being a little bit more far-sighted with it and seeing, hey, we need to make some provisions here or we're not going to have employees. It's going to be it's harder on us to do that than it is. So you got these issues. Now, of course, the mandate that's coming down from the labor, Board of Labor, whatever it is that Biden's directing them to put pressure on businesses to require employees to be tested or to get the vaccine. This is the noose that is around our neck right now. And see, the whole definition of communism is that the government controls the means of production. The means of production. In other words, they tell people what they can produce. They regulate everything. They if you have to get a permit to start it to have a business. Does that sound familiar? I stopped doing that, by the way. I always thought, I have to get a business permit, get a business license, get a apply, whatever. The only thing I will do is register my business name with the county courthouse. I have several business names registered with the county courthouse. I do not get a business license or business permit, because that's not the way I roll. I don't have to have permission. A permit is permission. I don't have to have permission to have a business here in this country. That's, if you're living in that, but that's the state we become. We become so entrenched in this and kind of this slow boiling of the pot thing. And we forget that our rights and our liberties are being taken away. We don't realize it. Well, now, all of a sudden, businesses with more than 100 employees are mandated to do something by a decree from the president. Well, the people who are around the president. He's not in charge of anything. He just reads off a script. The craziness of this whole thing. And we're starting to see that, maybe government does control businesses. And they absolutely do. And this is one of the things that they're doing to prove that. So there are these, this Project Veritas thing is really, really mind-boggling. What's happening behind the scenes and with some of the higher ups. They're being pressured. Everybody's being pressured. They're being pressured by the board. The board is being pressured by public opinion. Liability issues, lawyers, all the other stuff. We've got to promote the vaccine. We got to get everybody stuck. Anybody that's possible, got to get everybody jabbed. The vaccine's not really working. Well, I got to jab everybody anyway, because that's what's politically correct right now. And if you don't, you're racist. Because the ability to take a step back and say, hey, what's really happening here? What's going on? Let's do some critical thinking here and say, what are the other options that we have? It's not about saving lives. at this point anymore. It's just about getting jabbed. 100% vaccination, and we will still have COVID. It will still spread. People will still die from it. But I guess we'll feel better about it. There are some treatments, and I'm not going to mention any names, that are well known that if you time it properly, there are actually several now, that if they are timed properly and administered properly, there's like a, even in cases where they would be considered, you know, highly at risk, they now have a 99.5% survival rate with this stuff. Far better than the vaccine. There's also some issues of, and this is one of the things that proves this Project Veritas thing. This lady, one of the issues was this lady had COVID. The hospital forced her to get a vaccination. Then she got sick and needed surgery. Well, then she ended up, this like 30-year-old guy that was, there was another case where there was a 30-year-old guy who had just gotten the vaccine. Within 4 days, he was having heart problems. And another kid was 15 years old, heart problems. Now, I'm not, you know, the problem here is that if you get the vaccine and anything happens to you within the next week or two or a month, if you get hit by a car, somebody's going to blame, oh, he got vaccinated and he got hit by a car. I mean, it's just, that's how crazy some people are. There are some wackos out there. And there's also some bad reporting. There was recently an expose of this one lady who said she was magnetic. It turns out that these people were actors. They appeared before these boards to make it look like anybody who believes that the vaccine's bad is a wacko. I got the vaccine and now I'm magnetic, and she was trying to stick these keys to herself or something or whatever. And they weren't sticking. But she was saying she was magnetic. And everybody, oh, see, those people are wacky, they're crazy. No, she was actually an actress. That was actually a phony deal. They were trying, this was all theater. I mean, you can find a wacko in every crowd, okay? That's just the way it is. And, of course, they like to exploit those types of things. So, Vermont. I talked about that a little bit. And I think I've pretty much beat this horse dead, this dead horse. I pretty much beat this dead horse about as much as I can. It's, not a pretty sight anymore. So I'm going to be done with that. I'm just asking a bunch of questions and telling people, look, we got to start seriously thinking about what we're doing here. Because it's hysteria. It's mass hysteria. If you're not wearing a mask, apparently you're killing people. If you're not vaccinated, you're a murderer. You're spreading the vaccine, the virus. And it's this wacko idea of, well, if you're vaccinated, aren't you protected? Well, yeah, but you can spread it. You're not, okay, but you can spread it too. In fact, possibly more. So, and there's this cavalier attitude of people who have been vaccinated who seem to think, well, I've been vaccinated now, so I'm immune. Well, no, you're not. And you can still carry it and not know it. That's why, wasn't it kind of strange soon after the vaccine came out and within months, well, they're now recommending that even if you've been vaccinated, you should still be wearing a mask indoors to people. Isn't that a little rare? Isn't that a little odd that they came out with that? Did anybody scratch their head and go, what? Wait, what? I did. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. They knew something. They knew what was going on. They were finding that people who were getting COVID were getting it from people who had been vaccinated. It was still spreading. So, who's the real problem here? I digress. Let's talk about Afghanistan again. Some interesting information came out about the droning that has still not been apologized for. Millie Vanilli came out and said it was a righteous strike. From all of the information we have, the intelligence we have, it looks like it was a righteous strike. I'm sure that Millie Vanilli is going to come out and say, well, I apologize. We made a mistake. No, he will never do that. There will never be an apology. This was a war crime, folks. Based on, they're blaming it on the intelligence agency. Well, based on the intelligence we had, that was the best information we had. We went with the decision we made because of the intelligence we had. Dig into that a little further and find out where that intelligence came from. Guess who tipped them off about this supposed ISIS-K planner that we had to drone strike to make Biden look better after the bombing that happened at the airport? Guess who gave them the information about this guy? It was a tip from the Taliban. Yeah, the people that they're doing business with now. And they're going to hold them accountable. Hey, if they don't do what they said, we're going to be watching them, and we're going to be holding them accountable. We're going to hold them to it. Tell me exactly how you're going to hold them to it. You got trade sanctions? You got what do you got over there? They don't want anything from us. What are you going to do? You going to bomb them again? What are you going to do? Bomb their water boy? This guy that they killed, him and his children. The guy that they murdered, that's what they would be saying. If it was President Trump who did this, they would be calling this a murder. Trump takes out a major Iranian mastermind of terror in another country. They're planning an attack. They take the guy out and they call him a murderer. This administration takes out an innocent man who was actually applying for asylum in the U.S. He was an aid worker. They kill him and his kids. There were no secondary explosions, by the way, that killed innocent civilians. It was just the bomb killed him and his kids. It was a righteous strike. Yeah, it was righteous if you're the devil. It blows my mind that now they are actually not mentioning it, not talking about it, not apologizing for it. There's no mention of anything. All they do is put the blame on somebody else. This is a typical leftist ploy, way they do things. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the Republicans will step up and take the blame for it. Oh, it's our fault. We did it. Sorry. Biden did it, but we're going to take the blame for it. Sorry. No. I've had it with this. Some of the Republicans the establishment Republicans are just worthless. So Millie Vanilli was, he came out. You're not going to hear him apologize. This is one of the most frustrating things is that this administration just continues to pass the buck. The border. Let's just talk about that for a moment. Again, what's his name? The guy that guy with no hair comes out. I guess he's Homeland Security guy or something. comes out, Majorca, whatever his name is. He came out and, now we, you know, our border is closed. You will not be successful. Blah, 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 blah. Well, word on the street is, in all these countries, that, there are NGOs organizing all this stuff. The administration is talking directly to the NGOs. People down in South America are not listening to our news broadcasts and what Mallorca is saying on television, on CNN. Okay, just this, be very clear. There's almost a way that they're saying it that almost sounds like they're winking and nodding. Don't come down here. Don't come to the border. Wink, wink. You won't be successful. Wink, wink, wink. By the way, we'll transport you to Idaho and all the red states and try to change the demographics. And we're going to turn Texas blue. By golly, all of you come over here. But don't come here because you won't be successful. We'll give you a place to stay and some money for a couple of years, and we'll relocate you and put you in a house. But you won't be successful. So what they're doing now, they're supposedly with this Haitian thing. Now, see, listen to the broadcast, listen to what they're saying. And sometimes what they say just contradicts themselves right in their own sentence. They will tell you that, well, these Haitians that are coming up, this group of Haitians that's coming up here, which is a very small number of the overall amount of people. So they like to divide people up so that there's about 12,000 Haitians that are coming in. Well, that doesn't sound like very many people. But that's like a tenth of the people per month that are coming in. So anyway. So these Haitians are coming in. Well, apparently these are Haitians who relocated or were refugees during the earthquake several years ago, five, 10 years ago, whatever it was. It was a little more than 5 years ago, I think. And so this, they went to South America and Central America. And they just lived there. They got asylum there and they were able to live there. They were refugees, relocated there. Now they're coming up to the United States. From South America, supposedly. Everybody says, well, the Haitians are coming here. Well, Haiti is an island, and they're not coming from the island necessarily. That's what we're being told anyway, as far as we know. And so these, my understanding is they're deporting them. I think that's Spanish for deportation. They're deporting them now, but they're not deporting the women and children. They're only deporting the men. This is what they're saying. Now this is in documentation on the Homeland Security site. It's so convoluted and messed up. So what they're doing is they're saying that they're deporting all these people who are coming across the border. They're not. They're not at all. Where are they deporting? They're putting them on planes and flying them to Haiti. That's not where they live now. They said they were deporting people and flying them back to Haiti. Well, these people have been living in Mexico or South America for the last 5 years. You know, if I was living someplace for 5 years and then somebody wanted to just fly me back to, I moved out to North Carolina. And I was there for 5 years, and all of a sudden somebody just wanted to put me on a plane and send me back to Indiana. I don't have a house here, a home here anymore. I might have some family here, but, you know, it's kind of putting a burden on them, isn't it? Well, yeah, here I am. We're going to be in a hotel for a couple of days, and then I'm going to try to find a place to live here. I mean, it's craziness. It's insanity. We are seeing the nation basically stripped from us right now. We don't have a country anymore if they continue to do this. And I think that they've overplayed their hand. This is my hope, that they've overplayed their hand, that the media will not be able to continue this crazy narrative. I think that they're getting very nervous about the 2022 elections. They know that they have to keep COVID on the front line as an issue. And if it's not that, it's going to be global warming. Now, there's also some issues about global warming. I can get into that sometime, maybe when the news cycle settles down, if that ever happens. And what's not going to happen? But it's if global warming, the whole climate change thing, and they're now pushing that. That's an undercurrent thing that's happening right now, because they have to keep that on the back burner a little bit with the COVID thing. Biden came out and made a speech yesterday. Some kind of foreign thing. He was reading off a script, obviously. And he was talking about how we've reestablished our allies in Europe, our relationship with Europe, since, you know, they got rid of Orange Man Bad. Well, France wasn't so happy about that statement. France is a little ticked off right now. Because France and Macron and all those people over there, omelette du fromage, they ended up being a little bit miffed that the U.S. was able to pull the carpet out from under them on the submarine deal with Australia. And they're not happy with us right now. However, I think that Australia had to do what they had to do because they realized that France was a little bit inept when it came to building submarines. And we have already got what they want to build, and what they were going to build was not even as good as what we've already got. And it was going to take them 10 years to get it done, or more. So, Australia went, you know what? No, this is going to be a little bit more, the problem is a little bit more imminent. And of course, now China's all upset. Go figure. That they're all upset. They're all upset because Australia decided to defend itself. Why would they be upset at that? Then you kind of find out here's what you need to really look at. How many of the Macron family's members are tied to Chinese business deals? I haven't heard anybody talk about that, but that was the first thought in my mind when this was all going down. Australia needs submarines to protect themselves from China. They go to France. France has this deal. Billions and billions of dollars. It's going to take forever. And be inept when it gets done. All in the meantime, guess what? China is salivating over that whole deal. Half the parts for the sub was probably going to be made in China. You know, I'm just speculating on this stuff. But I guarantee you they would probably know all about the technology by the time it was done. So so now the Chinese are upset. Of course they are. Of course they're upset. Throws a monkey wrench into their plans. I'm not going to talk about what that is. So I digress. A happy Tuesday morning, or happy Wednesday. This is Wednesday, actually, already. Wednesday morning, 9:30, September 22nd, 2021. That's what this is. I should have said that at the beginning of the show, because now you've gone through this whole show not knowing what day it was. But now you know. Now you know what day it is. And so now you can go throughout your day telling everybody else, hey, today's Wednesday. I just heard about it on the news according to me. I wouldn't have known it unless I listened to that show. So maybe spread the word, let everybody else know about this podcast, share it with your friends so that they know what day it is, and they can tune in every day and find out what day it is. Unless I don't have a show, then they won't know what day it is. But that's beside the point. Hope all of you have a great day, a great life, a great evening. God bless. Keep praying for our nation, our leaders, all those people around you. Take care. Keep your head down. God bless.